go through that? Or
maybe.
Maybe
not.
We're gonna find out. Surprise?
Wait and see.
And will it be like 5 minutes from now, or they're just hiding outside right now?
We've got, let me get a vibe. I'm feeling that our head coach might be close by. Maybe a player might be a little bit further away. Let me check. You know I've got your best interests at heart. Look at
recording
that.
In progress.
Look at that. Wow.
That's a good magic trick.
Speaking of magic tricks. Was that? You said it?
Yeah.
Earlier this week?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Questions in the room first, then we'll jump on Zoom. Darnell, you're very eager with that hand in the air, so I feel I must go to you first.
Could you speak about the mentality of this team compared to, you know, previous iterations? Because, of course, we have the comebacks, so you have really the energy and the response.
Well, I mean, I don't want to speak about the past too much. You know, we're now I'm trying to build a team that wants to win and will do anything to win, fight tooth and nail, and showed a great character to fight to the end there and to get back in the game. So it's nice to see. You always want a team that will just fight to the bitter end, and they gave everything they had today and just fell short in a few little things.
Charlie?
It seemed like... The two halves seemed quite different. It really opened up in the second half. Do you think anything in particular changed around halftime, or was it just kind of the match waiting to kind of break open like that?
I think the match was waiting to break open a little bit. They, you know, they're very organized. They sit in deep block. They don't let you inside very easy, and you have to go over around them. And we weren't having too much joy, to be honest. We tried a couple different things, but... you know, we started creating chances near the end, and then, but we were opening up a bit too much for my liking at times, and they were able to catch us on the counter. So, it's kind of two sides of the coin. You want to open up to get through them, but you don't open up too much that you give them something going the other way.
You were able for a little bit there towards the end to get all three of those strikers on the pitch at the same time with Austin and Llewellyn and Asazi. Just how important is it to you guys to have, you know, those attacking players with slightly different characteristics and they're able to play off each other?
Yeah, I think it's really important because you can do a lot of different things late in the game. Like you said, playing all three of them, two of them are playing as wingers, which they have the ability to do. And it did help. It gave us another dimension. Austin with his you know, power and pace and can drive. And besides, he's nifty and tricky. But they all can kind of dribble and create in their own way as well. So it adds another dimension. It's difficult for defenders when all three of them are big, strong, and powerful.
Coach, I see... Two totally different teams. One, when you make the change with Richie, I see that you guys were more proactive. Is it your plans to bring Richie more often, like at the beginning of the game?
So really the plan right now for Richie is to slowly introduce him. He's been out 7 months with a knee injury, so we don't want to give him too much too soon because what will end up happening is we saw last week, unfortunately, a player who had the same injury pull his hamstring, which can happen. So we're trying to slowly introduce him to the game, not give him too much because we don't want him to get injured. So the whole point is to keep him going on the right track. And next game, we'll maybe make him available for more minutes. So he feels good and he wants to go, but we're actually pulling the reins on him a bit because we want to slowly introduce him instead of just shock, go start and see what happens. We think that's a bit dangerous at this stage for him.
Do you think the chemistry from Richie and De Rosario and Johnson will be more effective if you keep them more often?
Yeah, I think it will be. I think anytime players get a chance to play with each other more often, they'll connect better. So, you know, we'll see going forward. We've got another week of training before our next game, a tough one here again. So, you know, we'll approach the week the same as we approach every week and see what our best options are for the game ahead.
Chris, you've been patient there.
Can you remember another time in your career where you got a red card in the 90th and ended up tying or winning the game?
Yeah, no, I can't. So, it was an interesting last 10 minutes of the game, to say the least, you know, gifting them a breakaway and then red card and then scoring. So, it was exciting last 10 minutes. for anyone who stayed all the way to the end.
Make that drink a little sweeter tonight, maybe after the game.
Yeah, you know, it's getting that goal does make it sweeter, but I think it was definitely still over the run of the game, and the team coming sitting back, it was 2 points dropped.
Ibrahim.
First, I'd like to know the injury situation of Oliver.
Oliver first, it was hamstring. Don't know how bad it is, but just had a tweak in his hamstring, so he felt it. We'll have to get some imaging and see where he's at.
And this fixture concludes the pack for April. 4 games, a win, 2 draws and 1 defeat. How do you assess yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been a little bit unlucky, to be honest, to only have to be at that, because the first game we didn't deserve to lose. You know, didn't get the rub of the green and some calls and what have you. But, you know, I think tonight, another one. It's a game that we, you know, were in control of for most of it and, you know, kind of gifted them some goals, in my opinion. So, poor defending on the first one in transition and an absolute gift on the second one. So, yeah, I think they had 2 shots and 2 goals, I think. So, I can't remember another one they had. So, you know, it's... I think we're doing well. We're not giving many chances away. I'd like to see us create more like we did last week, but I think we got a good team, and I think if we keep at it and keep working hard, we're going to be a really good team.
And it looks like there are no easy games this time, because the next Friday there's another big derby against Forge. How is the build-up going to be like based on this result?
It's not going to change the way we look at the next game. You know, we'll look at this Sunday morning with the players, the good, bad, and the ugly, and show them where we need to be better and what was good. So we'll rehash this on Sunday, and then we'll move on and start looking at Forge on Monday.
Any other questions in the room for the gaffer? Fight to the end here. Ben, first.
Of course, you have your reserve on the wing there in the last 20 minutes or so. What do you see from him in his performance at line?
Yeah, I mean, he's big, strong, and athletic and can run. He's not afraid of playing anywhere you put him up front, to be honest. So he did a good job. I just felt that I wanted to get Lowell on the pitch, and to do that, I had to put Osazi wide, and he did a good job. So it's somewhere that we know he can play. Yeah, we warned him at halftime too, so, and he was like, yeah, play anywhere.
Giancarlo, you were waiting patiently.
Also build off on that question, like, you were around his dad too, like, you witnessed his work ethic. What did you see from Osazi's work ethic that impresses you as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, he's young, enthusiastic, athletic, he you know, and like everyone in our group, they come to work. You know, they don't shy away from work, and that's what they need to do to get better. So they're all working every day, and Osazi brings it every day, works hard, and he's hungry to prove himself. So he's had a good start to the season, and he's got to continue, right?
Darnell?
Do you think you'll plan to keep him as a specialized penalty taker, or is he rather confident for taking that?
Yeah, we have a few guys that we're comfortable with taking penalties. He stepped up confidently and took it today. Which, you know, you like your strikers to do, right? Strikers want to score goals and don't want to shy away from those moments. So, yeah, confidently took the ball and was ready and took a good penalty.
Any other questions in the room for the gaffer? Okay, Nate, anything on Zoom? Good. Thanks, gaffer.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Zats will let you in on a conversation that we had during the week about his goal-scoring prowess, and tonight you saw it all. I'm not taking credit for the goal, boss.
Yeah, but it was more of a grinder goal.
I'll take it. Questions in the room first, then we'll go to Zoom. Charlie, you want to kick us off?
Sure. Don, let's start with kind of your overall view of that match. It seemed to really open up in the second half there. Just what did you make of the performance?
Yeah, I mean, we're frustrated. I think we
overall dominated the game. I just think we played a bit slow. We need to be a little bit quicker in the final third. We need to get more shots on target. I think we were lacking that. We weren't getting too many chances. And you can see they're sitting back there waiting for their one chance. And it's hoping that we make a mistake. And to be honest, they had, what, two chances, and they finished both of them. So we just got to clean things up. It's frustrating in the end because I think we deserved more than what we just got.
The goal, though, I mean, I think we're more used to seeing you score with your head than the boot. It's got to be a good feeling to score the equalizer at home there like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, down to 10 men, we're down a goal as well. So to get anything out of the game, I think it was a much-needed goal. So I'm fortunate enough to put that away.
Yeah. Any other questions for Zatz? My goodness, you're getting off that lightly, Darnell.
Yeah, just specifically that, you know, could you speak, I guess, to the mentality on the field when you go down to 10 men and suddenly 2 minutes later, you know, the pressure's on and you're managing to win that goal?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the character from the boys was phenomenal. It's kind of tough where you concede a goal to then wake up and then start playing with a little bit more passion and liveliness. But in the end, it was good character to fight back and get something out of the game. So you could see we fought hard and we deserved something in that game. So it was good from the boys to be able to battle back.
Robin, did you have a good question?
Well, I guess looking forward, because you've got one more home game before you are away for a while. Mm-hmm. Let's see, your home stand, are you like satisfied with it? How you've done with so many new players on the team versus the points you do have and don't?
No, I wouldn't say we're satisfied. You're at home, that's your advantage. You have the crowd behind you. You're coming in here trying to get 3 points every single day. So, no, I wouldn't say we're satisfied, so we still got some things to work on moving forward.
Ben and then Ibrahim will come to you.
You've been in this league since the first season and now a month into the third season now. What have you sort of seen from this league in 3 seasons in the Island Games?
Yeah, I think it's grown a lot, I would say. We're starting to get a little bit more traction. It's good. There's a lot of talent in here. So I think we just got to keep going with that. I think it's great for all the young guys coming in. You can see our team, one of the youngest teams, and there's a lot of players who are excelling. So I think it's great to see, and hopefully we don't get any more pandemics coming so we can actually move forward and excel, and hopefully things go well in this league.
What a quote machine. Ibrahim.
Though your partnership with Ruja last season, he was out for a chunk of the season. Mm-hmm. We didn't see the two of you play more games. You played alongside Jordan. It looks like he's staying fit and he's getting the job done. How is your partnership with him like at the back out of the game too?
Yeah, no, brilliant partnership. I think he's a phenomenal player. He's a leader. He's the captain of the team. So he brings a lot to the game. Him and I have a great relationship, so I think that does help. So, yeah, Jordan also played last year with me, and we also had a good partnership, but now he's kind of got that advanced role. So the three of us are able to kind of lock things down. Today, obviously, it wasn't ideal, but I think we are building a lot together, and I think we do have a strong partnership, so hopefully we're able to kind of move forward with that this year.
Any other questions in the room for Zatz? I'm guessing we're good on Zoom, too, Nick. Enjoy the rest of your next week.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Recording stopped.